This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Chances are that if you've spent time in the past month or so in a retail shop of almost any kind, you've heard a song by a group called Mannheim Steamroller, or maybe two songs, or 100 songs for that matter. Those New Age Christmas carols, classical compositions with electric guitars and harps and electronics and all kinds of stuff. The group's success is amazing. 10 gold records, 8 platinum, and yet Mannheim Steamroller is pretty much one guy, one very successful guy. His name is Chip Davis. He lives in Omaha, Nebraska. We called him up. Chip, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
This is a very big number, so I'm going to let you say it. Exactly how many albums have you sold?
Oh, gosh. I think probably just a little north of 50 million.
Do you suppose it's possible that you're the least known 50 million album seller, like, on the whole planet?
Very likely, and that may be why we're selling so many, because, like, I never wear out because nobody knows who I am.
Well, and how did that come to pass? Because you've been around for a long time. Mannheim Steamroller's been around for a long time, and people love your music, but you're very under the radar.
You know, I had an alter ego. I was writing all the music for C.W. McCall back in the early 70s, and we sold about 20 million of those. You probably remember the big hit Convoy.
Oh, yeah.
During that time, you know, I saw that once it got branded and everybody knew who it was, that it's real hard to be a chameleon and change your complexion and be able to show up as in different forms. So I went under Mannheim Steamroller instead of Chip Davis.
Do me a favor, and for those who are not perhaps familiar with it out there, describe what it is that you do, specifically with the Christmas music. You take these songs that are hundreds of years old and you jazz them up a little bit.
You know, what I do is take a Christmas carol that's known in a certain way, and then I'll completely change what the perception is. Like, for the most radical I did was Jingle Bells. I did it as a big, beautiful orchestral slow ballad.
Well, as you were sitting there in the studio doing this, were you thinking, oh, I'm going to throw some, you know, lute music in here, and I'm going to put an organ over there? I mean,
that's what we get after we sell a whole bunch of them. We get a lot of lute. Sorry, I couldn't help myself there. But yeah, I love the Renaissance period, and that actually is where a lot of our Christmas carols that we know today come from. So I like to take different carols back to their time, but then I'd rock them out like in Mannheim them.
I'd Mannheim them. You've become a verb. Is it true that when you first started Mannheim Steamroller and your first album, Fresh Air, is it true that the major labels sort of didn't know what to do with you and you had to go figure out your own way to sell this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Because of the C.W. McCall success, I was able to get in to actually see the right guys. I took it around to a number of the major labels. I flew to New York and L.A. and different places and presented it. And then they said, well, we'll have a meeting about it and we'll decide what we're going to do with you. Well, there wasn't a retail space for what I was doing yet. Nobody had thought of this new age or eclectic music category. So invariably, the statement I would get would be something like, you know, we really love your music. We'd love to take it, but we don't have a way to sell it.
And then you went out and started your own label.
Yeah, it started American Gramophone Records. And first Christmas album sold 9 million copies, like sort of right off the bat. Everybody was shocked.
You also sort of do a whole lot more, I guess, direct marketing than most traditional music labels do, right? I mean, you're out there in actual physical stores and stuff.
Yes, we're still in, you know, as they refer to as bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
And I might mention that, you know, this last year, our sales are just amazing for as long as we've been around.
When you're driving around or just hanging around in your house, do you listen to yourself on the stereo? Or?
Well, typically my TVs are all on some music channel and my stuff pops up on there. And I'm always like flattered and stunned that I'm still getting that airplay. That's kind of cool.
Chip Davis is Mannheim Steamroller, basically. Chip, thanks very much.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for the interview.